Anthony Michael James has a dream to be a country music star.
Saw an old friend just the other day that I hadn't seen in years. We spent hours talking about the good old days. Man, he could really bend an ear. There were lines on his face that were deeper than mine. It was this old man, see, withered with time. Is it possible he could be younger than me? Where did the years go?
For the past 9 years, Anthony Michael James worked as a firefighter in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. But he quit his job and has just moved to Nashville, Tennessee to pursue music as a full-time career. And this summer, he released his debut CD, Old Friends. Anthony Michael James is in the studios of WPLN in Nashville. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Leanne. How are you?
I'm well. How's it going for you so far?
It is going wonderfully. I couldn't be happier. I've met a lot of great people over the last few months. It's just been a very unique experience for me, coming from a small town in Pennsylvania that really isn't known as a mecca for country music. To be afforded the opportunities that I've been afforded, I just thank God every day that I'm able to live out another dream of mine.
You must be doing pretty well. One of your cuts from the CD, Sweet Sarah, has a video attached to it now. Does the visual kind of connect with your initial meaning in the song?
Some of the visuals in the video about the war scenes and the wedding scenes, actually in the lyrical content in the song, it was more of a kind of a high school dance sort of thing, and we kind of changed that a little bit in the video and made it more of a wedding. And then there was some war footage where young Billy gets sent off to Vietnam and survives that and comes back from Vietnam, and in the end of the video they live out their life together, and she moves on into the next world, and he's left here to kind of pine away for that next dance.
Down in the hollow where the creek runs dry beneath the mossy clay was a place where Sarah and a boy named Billy used to come and play. Now he lays a rose on a marble stone, the one that bears her name, and he feels her dancing in the wind as the day begins to fade. How they dance, and she holds him in his dream. She never left him, though their lives are separated. He still believes, and he says, please, sweet Sarah, save the next dance for me.
Was Sarah someone that you knew, or a kind of a compilation of people?
I think Sarah is just a person, is just life in general. Sarah and Billy are just, they're us, they're everyday people. The song was very inspirational. We wrote that song the day my grandmother passed away. She and I were very, very close, and it hit really hard. But it was very magical as we wrote this song. Everybody in the room really felt this presence, and my grandmother has always been so supportive, and always, ever since I was a little kid, I think I was 6 years old, and I was sitting listening to records of mine, and she came and sat next to me and said, there's something about you that you're going to be very special when you grow up, and never forget that. And that stuck in my mind ever since I was a little kid, and she's always kind of reiterated that over the years, and now that she's that she had passed away, I feel her around me all the time. And it's really a neat situation to be in, to have somebody who cared so much about you pass on and know that they're still there, their spirit is still there, kind of guiding you and helping you. So,
you write some songs, but you also interpret others, and you have influences. I mean, people like George Strait. I mean, he can do songs that he hasn't written, but delivers them in such a way that you feel as if they're in, you know, homegrown.
There's a lot of artists out there, like, you know, Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw, and obviously George Strait, that can put their own little stamp on a song and make it their own. And people don't even realize that they didn't write it, you know. But as being in the music business, that's the first thing I look at when I see credits is, oh, who wrote that song? That's a great song. Who wrote it? So,
what would be one of the songs on this CD that you took from someone and put your stamp on?
Flesh and Bone is a song that I absolutely adore. I love to sing that song. I love the contemporary message in the song and the lyrical content. Just terms like "I'm not the Rock of Gibraltar," you know, that I don't know if I'd ever be able to come out with that. I don't even know if I can spell Gibraltar, let alone write it in a song.
So just cry on me like a river, baby. Hold me like a rose. Tell me all the secrets that your heart only knows. I'm not the Rock of Gibraltar. I'm not made of stone. I am just a man. I'm only flesh and bone. Whoa.
Flesh and Bone is definitely one of my favorites on the record that I didn't write.
Your name appears as a co-writer on some of these songs, one with Doug DeForest. I have to ask you about this song. It's called First One to Leave. It has a great beat. You can dance to it. But, you know, finding something, a word to rhyme with Cuisinart, was that a challenge for you?
Actually, I think Doug came up with the Cuisinart. He just wanted to use Cuisinart somewhere in a song. Actually, I sat down with him with this song, and it was basically a story about a couple who, in their relationship, they're just, you know, he's working so hard to keep this thing going, and in the process is trying to build up the courage to walk away because it's not working, and comes home one day and realizes that she left, and he can't believe that she was the first one to leave.
When she comes back, she'll see that there ain't a trace of me. Just a cloud of dust is all I left behind. You see, the first one to leave will be the last. Say goodbye.
Are there places where, you know, you work as a firefighter and, you know, now you work as a singer and occasional songwriter intersect?
Part of the decision for me to move to Nashville was the fact that I just couldn't be a firefighter anymore. I was full. I just couldn't. It was very, I went on a call and there was a small child that got struck by a car, and that was a kind of a defining moment for me when I saw that and realized that I was getting too emotionally drawn into the situation, that it started to hinder my performance as a firefighter to help this child before the EMS people got there. I kind of panicked a little bit, and after doing it for 9 years, you should be a robot and be able to do the job and not think about it. But I got to the point where I had to turn it off. I just couldn't do it anymore. So I don't regret doing it. I'm definitely a better person for being involved in that field of work. And I think it's given me a unique perspective on life in general, how fragile it is, and hopefully be able to help people in another way through the music that I record.
So how will you measure your success in Nashville? When you play on stage at the Grand Ole Opry?
Obviously, as an artist, you have dreams and aspirations, but I would consider myself a success if I could just make a living at it. To be able to make a living in the music business doing what I love, that would be success for me.
Anthony Michael James' debut CD is called Old Friends on the V-Tone label, and he joined us from the studios of WPLN in Nashville, Tennessee. Good luck to you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for having me.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.
Weekend Edition Sunday is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. To learn more about the music we play between stories and hear audio samples, go to our program rundown at npr.org. This is NPR.